This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
All right, on the phone this morning is Aaron, who lives in Spanaway. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Hey, thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary.
Of course.
Okay, and you're all we know about you right now is you're a lead inside salesman. Is this correct?
Yes. It's a fusible lead inside sales. I guess I forgot that first word.
Feasible?
Fusible.
Fusible. Okay, that doesn't help me at all, but that's okay. That's why we do the game. That's why we have fun with this. What we're going to do is put a minute on the clock. Leah, you and I are going to ask him as many questions as we can in 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay, just rapid fire as many questions as we can. When we're done, we're going to play a song while we think it all over. We'll come back. Everybody in this room is going to guess what we think you make, and then you're going to share your salary. Okay, Aaron?
Sounds good.
All right, Lee, fusible, I don't even, sounds like medical.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 minute on the clock. Leah, you're going to ask the first question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, on your mark, get set, and go.
What do you sell?
Pipe, fusible pipe.
Oh, that kind of makes sense. All right, how long have you been doing this, Aaron?
Well, I've been with the company for about 10 and a half years, but I've been in this division for 2.5.
What is the average like sale cost? Like as you're selling, you like sign a contract.
It all depends because some of them, you know, you could anywhere from the job's gonna be 30,000 to $1.5 million.
Woo!
Okay. Do you manage a team of salespeople? Or are you working on your own?
No, I work as part of a sales team.
How many of those big contracts do you sell a year?
It all depends because I work with many sales guys, and so I help support all of them, basically. And so it could be anywhere, I mean, 10, 15, 20. It all depends on what salesman has what.
How old are you, Aaron?
36.
Okay. I knew that was going to be it. Well, I was going to either ask, what kind of car do you drive, or how old are you? And I figured age sometimes makes a difference, like if you're a senior salesperson. I could have been wrong on that one, but...
Yeah.
All right, if you're listening, you want to help us out, we need your help today for sure. 253-642-WOLF is the number to text in your guests. Make sure you put your name and where you live on those texts, please. We'll give you some credit on the air coming up next. And yeah, the cool part is, if you can hang out for like 3 minutes, Aaron is going to share his salary coming up next. All right, Aaron, stand by, okay, brother?
Sounds good.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
All right, on the phone today, we've got Aaron. He lives in Spanaway. He is a fusible lead inside salesman. Okay, so Leah, if you were going to try to explain somebody what he does, what would you say?
All right, so Aaron sells pipe, which is a key piece of information in my opinion.
Key.
He said he's been doing it for about 10 and a half years. He's been with this group for about 2.5. He said that he sells jobs that can range anywhere from about $30,000 to $1.5 million contracts. And he said, what did he say, about 10 of those a year on average?
Yeah, something like that.
He is part of a team. He supports the team. So he's not working as an individual. He oversees people and also, I'm assuming, splits a lot of the profits with them.
I hope so.
36 years old. He lives in Spanaway.
Okay, there we go. Leah, I'm going to have you ladies first. You're our guest today, filling in for Gabe. I'm going to have you go first.
My gut tells me he's definitely broken six figures. I trust little Drew, who's 10 years old in Oak Harbor. He went...
What up, Drew?
Hey, Drew. He went 124. I'm doing it. I feel good about that.
I wonder if Drew's going to go... I'm going to be a fusible lead inside salesperson fitter. That's what I'm doing. Captain Ron, what do you think?
I'm going to go a little bit higher. He's the lead. He's... in front. So I'm going to go with Brooke, third grade in Tacoma, 153.
All right. I'm going to go a little lower, guys, only because we got this text that came in a little bit later from Jeff in Tacoma. He said, welcome, Leah. I am a civil engineer and deal with pipe salesmen all the time. I bet his base salary is 95 with commission.
Mm.
So Jeff seems to know. So our guesses are 124, 153, and 95. It really doesn't matter. Aaron, we all want to know how much you're actually making as a lead inside salesman. Time to share.
What is the number?
got laid on that one. Anyway, Aaron, what's the number? It's okay. You're filling in.
This year I am set to finish at 93.
Oh, wow, man. All right. So Jeff in Tacoma knew exactly what was up with your job.
Is there commission with that?
In my position, no. But the sales guys I support, yes.
See, we had that conversation off the air. Leah, you were actually saying, well, if he's managing a team, he might not be getting that commission anymore.
Right.
Okay. But are you just like initiating the contract? You're not actually closing the deal, right?
No. So basically what happens is the sales guys, they're the ones out doing the work, getting the material and quoting the jobs. And then when they have stuff that's needed, they either ask me for a quote for what for our side of it, because we're kind of like a commoditized part of the business. We support three states, basically Washington, Oregon, and Alaska for 12 branches. And so they send us requests, and basically we handle those that material for them so they don't have to.
Are there salespeople making more than you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
but he gets the comfort. He gets to sit in his office.
He likes the stable. Yeah, you like the, you know, you like the routine of it all, right, Aaron?
Yeah. And, you know, I've been on this side for 2.5 years, but I'm slowly, you know, working my way up.
Yeah, you will.
Okay.
Aaron,
there you go.
Could I stand inside one of the pipes?
There is some that you can, yes.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
Big project.
Interesting question. That is with a surprising answer. Yeah.
There's some that get up to 120 inches. Yeah.
I'm thinking of the, like, the ones I get at Home Depot for my irrigation in my yard. Yeah, if you were a little mini person, you could get in there. All right. Well, Aaron, listen, we appreciate you calling in and sharing your salary. And good luck getting those Theo Von tickets, which, again, is on the table for anybody that does what you just did. So we appreciate you. Okay, bud?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Aaron. Thank you. You're awesome. By the way, coming up next, tipping or tripping. We're going to talk about Uber drivers, because I don't know about you, but I never know how much to tip an Uber driver or even to tip that. So that's what we're talking about next.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.